I worked at a gas station full-time for some years in my 30s. During my last few months working there, I noticed this guy would come in every few days. In my opinion, he was very obviously a druggie, always coming in and looking like he'd been up for 3 days straight. He'd look around, all paranoid, and would grab a few things to eat, then would rush out and drive away. He always paid in cash, and would have exact change ready to go to make the interaction quicker. He never spoke a word. He got in and got out as fast as possible. I never really thought too much of it, because he seemed harmless enough. The only person he looked like he was hurting was himself with his drug addiction. But then one night, he was acting differently. He came in at 2 a.m, but he was pacing around the store, just walking around frantically. After a couple minutes, it became more strange, because he'd never stayed inside the store for this long. I glanced outside at the gas station lot and didn't see any cars. Where our gas station was located made it nearly impossible to walk to, or at least very impractical. I looked back at the guy, and he was still pacing around.
"Hey, are you alright? You want me to call someone to pick you up?"
I asked, just trying to help. He stopped and shot a look at me. His eyes were dark and sleepless. Then he rushed out of the store, and I watched him walk past the pumps and over to the road until he was out of sight. The guy was weird and all, but even this was a little extra from him. That night went by without anything else, but the following night, the same thing happened. He came in, paced around, then rushed away as soon as I asked if he needed anything. I was honestly concerned for him, until the next night when he came in and was acting normal again. He got some food and paid in cash, then left just like he always used to do. After that visit, a week went by without him coming in. I was working the register on a quiet Wednesday night, and I'd mostly forgotten about his strange behavior from last week, when he came back. He drove up in his truck and parked, then walked through the door slowly and stopped in the middle of the store. He looked to have this blank expression on his face, like he was in a state of shock. It's also worth mentioning that he looked extra tired. He stood for a moment, then walked to the food aisle. I tried not to spy on him too much, but he stayed in the store for almost 10 minutes before coming up to the counter. He still had that blank look in his eyes as he slowly put a small bag of chips down and handed me cash. It was very different from usual because he was in no rush. He actually seemed to be purposefully moving slowly. Once I rang up his food, he grabbed it, and in an unexpected moment, he quietly said, "Thank you." I'd seen this guy for months, and this was the first time he'd ever spoken a single word. I watched him walk out to his truck, but he stopped right by the door. A brief moment passed before I looked over and saw four men running up to him. They grabbed him aggressively, dragging him across the gas station and tossed him in their van. And just like that, they took off, leaving nothing but his truck sitting in the parking lot. When the police got there, they ran the plates, but the truck belonged to someone else. Turned out it belonged to his dad, who identified the guy when he was shown the security tapes. Other than that, nothing else was found. None of the people from the van were ever identified, and no traces of him were left. He never turned up, and if I had to take a guess from what I saw, he probably never will. I'm a 26-year-old male, and this happened 2 years ago. I was doing my university classes online and took up a part-time job at a gas station. I worked 3 nights a week, from 10 p.m. to 4 in the morning. This wasn't the schedule I preferred, but they paid better than any other part-time work. The first couple days, they had someone else working with me for training, then it was just me. They would leave me with a list of tasks to complete during my shift, and usually they would only total up to less than an hour of work, The rest of the time, I'd be on my phone or helping customers. At the start of my shift this night, I began working on completing this list. I got a cart from the back room and walked it through the aisles to fill anything that was low. While I did this, I heard the front door open. I looked over the aisle to see if they were going to the counter, but I didn't see anyone. I saw the front door slowly close, so I knew it had been opened. I figured whoever it was had just forgotten something in their car or changed their mind about something. I continued working, and when I was done, I rolled the cart into the back room and locked it up. As I turned off the lights and headed back, I heard the front door open again. I rounded the corner, but again, nobody was inside. I went and opened it, peeking my head outside and looking around. No cars were at the pumps, and I didn't see anyone at all. I closed the door and went back to the register to take a short break and scroll on my phone. Really, I thought nothing of it, until I heard something at the back door. A small thump, like someone was trying to open it. I waited for anything else, but that was it, just a single thump. I decided to pull up the security footage to check, just in case it was something I should be concerned about. On the camera, there was a man standing right outside the back door. He had his hand on the door handle, but he wasn't moving at all. I kept this camera up so I could keep an eye on him, but opened the footage for the camera by the front door. I rewinded it to when I heard the doors open. It showed the same man walking up to the gas station, pushing open the door, then running to the back of the building. He did the same thing a few minutes later, but then he stayed at the back door and hasn't left since. After seeing this, I dialed 911 to report the suspicious man outside the gas station. While on the phone, another thump came from the back. I looked over at the cameras, and the man was running around the building to the front. I tossed the phone on the counter and hurried to get the pistol from under the counter when the man barged through the front door. The way he slammed into the doors, I'm surprised the glass didn't shatter. He ran up to me like he was looking for a fight, but then he suddenly stopped and ran to the back. I heard a few loud thumps from him kicking a door, and then it was quiet. I picked up the phone and continued informing the police. 5 minutes later, they arrived. The three officers cautiously walked into the back room through the door that the man had kicked down. In the corner of the room, they found him. As the officers described it, the man was standing in the corner, whispering to himself, and was completely unaware of what was going on. He was holding a kitchen knife and refused to listen to anything the officers were saying. When they eventually approached the man to detain him, he jumped at them in an attempt to stab them, but he was brought down without anyone getting harmed. I was surprised to hear that he wasn't drunk or on drugs. Some people are just crazy, which makes me think that I got really lucky to have not been seriously harmed that night. As far as I know, the man never said what he was doing or why he was there. My dad owns a gas station at the edge of our town. I've helped him run it for over 6 years, doing all sorts of things. When it comes down to it though, the job he always needed the most help with was just working the register. We had a lot of turnover of employees, so sometimes we'd have enough to cover all the day and night shifts, but sometimes we would only have a few employees, so me and my dad would have to cover shifts. During these few months, we were low on staff, so I was working the overnight shifts. These were my least favorite shifts because it would mess up my whole schedule outside of work, and I'd always be tired. I'd sit at the register sipping on my coffee and trying to keep my eyes from shutting. On this night, it was extra hard to stay awake because of the heavy rain outside. Something about the rain ticking on the roof made me so sleepy. Also, the rain kept most customers away, so I wouldn't even have anyone around to give me reason to stay awake. At 1 a.m., 3 hours into my shift, a car pulled into the gas station and parked by one of the pumps. It was some beat-up gray SUV. They stayed next to the pump for a good 5 to 6 minutes before they finally turned off the car. A man got out and walked around to his trunk. He was wearing a dark hoodie and black jeans. He opened the back and started grabbing out some gas cans. I think he brought out 3, filling each of them up and setting them down next to his car. But then he grabbed more, one after the other, filling up probably 10 to 15 gas cans. Once he finally hooked the pump back up for good, he stood next to the cans he had spread all over the ground and stared at them. I thought he was counting them at first, but once a whole 2 minutes passed and he was still staring, I didn't know what he was doing. He turned around and looked at the shop where I was standing. I looked away, but a few seconds later, he walked in. He went right to the back and stood out of my view behind one of the aisles. I heard him shuffling through something on the shelf, then he came up to the counter. He tossed a box of matches on the counter, and my stomach immediately dropped. I looked at the box, and all I could think of was the insane amount of gas cans that he'd just filled up.
"Come on, I gotta get going,"
the man said, almost in a yell. I picked up the matches to scan, but I knew I couldn't take the chance on something like this.
"I'm not sure if I'm comfortable selling these to you,"
I said, hoping he would just understand why and leave. He looked me in the eyes and joked.
"What? You think I'm gonna burn a house down or something?"
He held eye contact and smiled. After a second, he stepped back, threw his hands up, then gave me the middle finger and walked out. This man was changing emotions so fast, it was disturbing. As he loaded up the gas cans back into the SUV, I called the police and let them know that I had some concerns about this man. I made it clear that I had no evidence that he planned on any wrongdoing, but it just all seemed a bit off. A minute later, the man got in his car and drove away, and I was left to just wonder what that man was up to. I sat at the counter, helping a couple more customers over the next 2 hours, before a cop car pulled in. They pulled me aside, saying they had some questions about a man I'd reported earlier. The officer started asking me about every single detail, like what he looked like and what car he was driving. After the questioning, they told me that about an hour after I called, they received a call from a worried mother about a threat her husband had made. A threat to burn their house down with them in it. Apparently they were having some sort of argument, and she waited to call because she was worried about the consequences if her husband found out. At the time she called though, he still hadn't been seen since he was last at my gas station. The officer left afterward, and I was in awe thinking about the quote-unquote joke he made about burning a house down. A whole week went by with no updates, so I ended up calling the station and asking about it. After confirming my relation to the case, they informed me that they'd caught the man in the act 2 nights after I'd called. I guess he was missing for 2 whole days and randomly showed back up, pouring gasoline on the property in the middle of the night. They had an officer stationed on watch outside the house, so thankfully it didn't go very far. I still can't believe that happened though. It was by far the most disturbing thing I'd been involved with, and if I'd let him walk away with those matches, I think it could have been infinitely worse.